Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you doing? This is a beauty and wellness talk. This is a weekly radio show that I host at Kelly Radio. And so for the last several weeks, we have been focusing on talking about COVID and how that's impacting the East African communities and the Somalis. And now, including the testing, so I want to ask you, what are you, like, introduce yourself, and then I'll ask you questions about what are you doing here today?
Well, hello. Thank you for talking with me today. I'm Stephanie, and I work for the Minneapolis Health Department, and I am the testing lead for our COVID response. And we got a request to come and do a stand-up site in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some conversation and figured out what's the best way to do that, knowing that there's some other testing sites going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was decided that we wanted to do it here at Abu Bakar, the mosque, that it was a good location, frequented by a lot of East African and Somali population. So that's why we wanted to come here. Beauty Well and Abu Bakar and all the other Smileys and all the other partners on the
partnership.
On the committee and on the team and in the group chat decided here's where we should do it, and so we said yes.
That's really great, Stephanie, and it's a really great location where, you know, people can come and they're familiar with this location. So, Stephanie, I want to ask you about COVID testing. How does that happen? What does that involve in COVID testing?
Well, it involves having a provider that can do the swabbing, the testing swab. And we are using Hennepin Healthcare, which is another partner. And they do the swab that goes in the nose.
Yeah.
So it's a nasal swab.
Mm-hmm.
And we have what we can call the gold standard. So it's the top of the line because it's the accuracy is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that there's no false positives for the most part. And so that's good. It does it does go up into your nostril. It sits there for 10 seconds and then they take it out. And it can be a little uncomfortable for some, but even young children have
done
had
it
the
before,
test.
Yeah.
Yes. And they've come through just fine.
Yeah.
So we do all ages, and we've had a lot of elders that have come through,
mm-hmm.
and they encourage then the younger folks to come in and get tested as well.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Stephanie, I have met with a lot of different community members that are fearful of the test because of somebody else may, you know, had bad experience or any, you know. And there's that misinformation about the testing and that it's painful. So could you talk about, you know, like the nasal part, and like how does that even happen?
Yes, I think some it might be a little, they think it's painful, but it's, I think it's just for the most part a little uncomfortable. A little uncomfortable, but it's very quick. It just takes, as I said, about 10 seconds and they're done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and it gives you good information to see whether, you know, because you cannot have symptoms and still be carrying the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, a good way to get tested to see whether you have it and then to find out so that if you need to let your family know that they might need to get tested as well.
And it's even more than somebody actually feeling uncomfortable or pain. It's about, you know, decreasing the spread of COVID.
Right. Correct.
And, you know, like helping your family members and your communities. And so it's bigger than the person, right?
Correct. It's bigger than that 10 seconds of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's about for especially people of color, for black and brown people, we experience the higher disparities with COVID.
Absolutely.
And higher mortality rates.
Yeah.
So we need to ensure that we're protecting especially our elders and our young children so that we find out if we have positive or not, even though we could feel okay, then we're carrying it. We don't want to expose everybody else.
True, yeah.
So we need to find ways to ensure, you know, that we're safe from spreading it further, and then also to get prepared because we're going to get into the colder months now.
Yeah.
And how are we going to be able to be safe and keep the family safe, because a lot of our families live multi-generational in homes.
Yes, and it's so easy to spread. Even you knowing it, you know.
Yes.
So it's not only like showing symptoms, but sometimes some people don't even show any symptoms. And so for this particular event, how many days is it? What are the times?
Yes, for this event, we're doing 2 days. We're doing today from 12 to 5, and we do next Saturday on the 26th from 12 to 5.
Yeah.
And we'll be here all afternoon, and we have drive-through option and a walk-up option as well.
Yeah, and even if you come for drive-through, you know, you can wear your face mask. Nobody will notice who you are. If privacy is so important to you, a part of it is that also we are addressing a stigma associated with COVID. And so just come and, you know, get tested. Even invite your friends.
Yes.
Even if you don't need, invite your friends. They might need come and test it. And they don't, do they have to have insurance? Can you explain
No, they
that?
Do not have to have insurance.
Okay.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, if they come in a car, they don't have to get out of the vehicle either.
Yeah.
They can do it right from the car.
Which is amazing.
Right through.
Yeah.
They can come if they're coming over to the mosque for prayer. They can come for prayer, do it after prayer or before prayer.
Yeah.
They could do that as well.
Exactly. And it's from noon to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Today, Saturday, the 19th, September 19th.
And the 26th.
And the 26th.
Yes.
Really, I mean, full almost 2 days of testing. So what other advice will you give people to, in terms of COVID and overall health and testing, getting access to testing?
Well, for testing, we will have these tests that we're doing, as we just mentioned. We're also doing a couple other testing events.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing one on the 29th over in Botno area, which is in northeast Minneapolis, which also has a large Somali population.
Yes.
So we will be over there at Eastside Services in the afternoon from 1 to 5 as well. So that's another, you know, location that we can promote.
Great.
And then we are also doing another one at United Methodist, which is on, I believe, the 26th as well. So that's a smaller one, but we're doing it this, in conjunction, the same date with this one.
Yeah.
And then the other things to say about COVID and the prevention is just to continue that hand washing for 20 seconds, as, you know, often as you can, to social distance. And if you go out, to wear the face mask.
Yes, absolutely. Physical distance,
yes.
Face mask, and hand hygiene.
And hand hygiene, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
If you need more information about the events, we have posted on our social media platforms at Birwal, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can also call us through the radio. Thank you.